energy, mortgages, whatever you like, you have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
Another one of my predictions coming true. I said, wait, hold on to your pantyhose. Wait till you see what's going to hit you with taxes. Boy, you know, this might be the end of the Democratic Party, though. Because wait till people have to pay these taxes and it's increasing cost of living. I think the votes may swing the other way very drastically. A lot of good text already said that that song's great convertible music, Corvette convertible music. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was going for.
You could text this. I don't think a convertible would be a great idea, though, today.
No.
Somebody else text in a 21095, brought to you by Absolute Roofing. Trivia should start a foundation to help the Cleveland Browns stay healthy. You could donate breast milk. And we could help the Cleveland Browns stay healthy because their bones, tendons, and muscles will be stronger and there'll be less non-contact injuries.
Some truth to that.
So maybe we should start like a charity, breast milk donation. I don't know if the Cleveland Browns will go for that. Maybe we could have one of our bosses run it by the Browns and see if they would be in favor of that.
They're all here.
So we don't waste our time.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I want to go to Glenn real quick in Twinsburg because I think it's pretty much the end of the Democratic Party. I'll let Glenn bring it up. Glenn, you're in the air, Glenn.
Yeah, Mike, when's the last time you've seen a turkey come across the big pond be dispersed out of a container?
We're gonna be importing turkeys now from China for Thanksgiving, huh, Glenn?
Right, they're kind of gouging us now. Everything for Thanksgiving is already put aside in big warehouses. Cranberry, the pumpkins are coming in. Everything is here. Why would it cost us more?
I don't know, but they say a turkey will be like triple the cost this Thanksgiving.
Well, might as well gouge us what he can, right?
Yeah, they got us by the tomatoes, Glenn. Thank you for the phone call. Yes. I mean, if you don't see it all coming... I mean, it's you're really totally blind, I would say. I mean, taxation, inflation. I mean, it's just illegal immigration. How come they all rhyme?
They do. Rather lyrical, yes.
Maybe we should have somebody do a song on that one. Somebody text in to 21095, brought to you by Absolute Roofing. Come on, trivia, you know the votes don't count anyway. Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah, you know, so what difference does it make? We found that out last year.
Well, I'll tell you, Trib, with the state that things are today, and yes. If 46, you know, makes it through this term, and then he wins, there should be no shred of doubt. No shred of doubt for anybody that was a non-believer.
I know this is going to sound stupid to a lot of people, but before you get mad at me, think first. Just don't react. I'm praying to God himself, that Biden lasts 4 years. Because if something happens to him and that screwball vice president, Kamala Harris, becomes president, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you realize what you have sitting in the White House between them two screwballs? At least Biden, I don't know. I mean, he doesn't have much sense. I get that. And he's truly on the take. I mean, he's got houses everywhere, and he makes $150,000 a year.
Oh, and by the way,
until this year, now he's making $400,000. Yes.
By the way, he's building a wall around that house, his beach home in Rehoboth.
Well, Delaware. The taxpayers are paying for that.
$455,000.
Yeah, so he's not really paying for it or building it.
No, the taxpayers are. My point was, he slammed the brakes on the wall on the southern border, but he needs one.
Yeah. Of course, that wall doesn't mean anything.
No.
But the wall around his house does. I mean, this is what I mean about Democrats. You got to listen to them talk. It's comical. So there's a story now that Turkey Thanksgiving is going to be. What did I tell you yesterday? Not to repeat myself. The best comedy writers in the world couldn't come up with this material that we receive from the news on a daily basis.
And it's not just turkey, Trip. Every item for Thanksgiving is going to be up.
Yeah, turkey. Thanksgiving dinner is going to be the highest cost dinner on Thanksgiving ever.
Ever.
The last time it went way up was under Obama.
2015.
Yeah. Let me figure out the correlation there.
You don't have to do much thinking.
Obama, cost up. Biden, cost up. Is there a president in between those two?
No. Well, yes, Donald. Excuse me. Yes, Donald. Yeah. Yes.
Good job, Carm.
Yes. Donald, 45. Still my
president.
It
didn't go up then.
No, everything.
The kind of went down.
Yes, the only thing that went up were our 401ks.
Ryan, you're in the air on WTAM 1100.
Hey, you know, the World Series starts tonight, and I don't really care about baseball, but I'm rooting for the Braves because not only did Atlanta get stripped of the All-Star game, now they're hosting the World Series game 3, 4, and 5, so go Braves. And not only if they win, it's a American native name, so go for that. We can get all three, you know, in one win, so go Braves.
Yes, thank you for the phone call. I'll be watching it tonight doing the tomahawk chop, even though it's not in Atlanta. It's in Houston. So the tomahawk chop will not be visible today.
Wait till Friday night, game 3 in Atlanta.
But I'll be doing the tomahawk chop today, tonight.
In your man cave?
Yes.
Okay.
Dennis, you're in the air, Dennis.
Hey, Triv. Hey, I got a song for you. Remember that song from The Police, Don't Stand So Close to Me? Well, you could change some words around and say, immigration, taxation, Joe Biden is a freak.
I don't. If I thank you. If I heard this song, I don't know how fast Seth could pull it up. Can you pull it up or not?
Not currently. No.
Not currently. If I heard the song, I'm probably familiar with it, but off the top of my head, I don't remember. Do you remember the song at all?
Oh yeah, it was a hit. I think in '81 or '82. Very popular song.
So the words would fit?
Yes. Yes. That makes perfect sense. Great call by Dennis.
Somebody just texted in a 21095 by the brought to you by Absolute Roofing. By the time, best roofing company in America, let alone in Northeast Ohio, Absolute Roofing, for all your roofing needs, give them a call. Somebody texted in 3 years. You'll need to make $30 an hour to make a decent living by the time Biden is done. I don't know.
How many people, Triv, are going to slam the brakes on their thoughts of retiring in the next 3 years?
Somebody just texted in and said, my 401k is still increasing. Yeah, that's because Carmen uses bad examples. But, the 401ks are still going up. That's true. And the stock market's at an all-time high, right?
Yeah, and now my point was the Trump bump for 4 years, and it grew exponentially. That was my point.
Right. Our phone numbers are 216-578-1100, 216-578-1111. Another thing that, I do some driving, go different places, drive around. Sometimes I just take a ride. I don't know if you do that or not, but sometimes I'll get bored and I'll just take a drive and look at stuff, right? It's Steeler Week.
Yes.
You see any Brown signs out there?
No. No. Why is that?
You know, I don't know. What happened to, I thought this was a football town.
No, that's what they've said over and over.
Yes. I remember not that long ago, there'd be Brown signs, flags, yard signs, businesses would have signs up, everything. Especially on Steeler Week. I didn't see any.
I haven't seen any either.
What happened?
People apparently aren't Browns fans anymore.
What do you mean aren't Browns fans anymore?
They don't get excited like they used to. And quite frankly, since they came back, Triv, I haven't been into it as much.
I mean, after they came back, I saw them.
Well,
maybe not as much in the 80s, but I saw them.
Yeah, there was a love affair.
Now you don't even see a Brown sign.
Yep, they're non-existent. There's a
not
home
one.
Yeah, there's a home in there's a home in West Park. The guy that owns the house, it's on the corner of Edgecliff, and I think 150.
All right, so we got one.
But this sign is literally 15 feet tall and probably 25 feet wide. It's massive.
Yeah, that's
the only one I know of. No, that's the only one I know of. I haven't seen any. And the Steelers will be here for a 1 o'clock kickoff Sunday.
We were arguing last night. Is Tom Brady the greatest athlete you've seen in your lifetime? And then here was the argument. Is Tom Brady the greatest athlete, or does he have the greatest accomplishments?
I'd say the latter.
And does that make him, the accomplishments, the greatest athlete? Because I think we all would agree we've seen better athletic quarterbacks.
Indeed.
But we've never seen a quarterback with 7 Super Bowls, or anywhere close to 7 Super Bowls.
Nope. Greatest accomplishments.
Clearly. So, does the greatest accomplishments make you the greatest athlete? Because that's the classification of their occupation.
John Elway or Tom Brady?
This is why I always tell you, when you look at most valuable player, it's the dumbest award ever given. Because they don't even know what the definition of the most valuable player is. The guy that has the most home runs, he hits a ton of home runs, and he's on a fifth-place team. And they give him the most valuable player. What was he so valuable for?
Yeah, he was on a losing club.
If his team was in fourth or fifth place.
Yeah.
So what is the definition of the most valuable player? Our phone numbers are 21... Before I give the phone numbers out, too, I read this on the internet today, and this has to be true, I would think. I would pray to God, because it came from the FBI, their database. And you realize that last year, 37 cops were killed in the line of duty in the United States. This year, already 59 cops have been killed in the line of duty. You know, Christmas is right around the corner. You know, we could protest and Christmas shop at the same time.
That's an idea that's been floated a couple times on this show.
What do you think?
Sure. Sure.
Seth, in support of the police, 59 cops so far in this country have been killed in the line of duty. 59. Last year for the entire year, only 37. We still have 2 months left of this year, over 2 months. Somebody said they just passed two Browns flags on Howell Road in Strongsville. Yeah, that's where, what's his name, moved?
Miles, right?
No. Who? The coach. He moved to Strongsville over there. And how?
Bill Cowher?
Bill Cowher. Bill
Cowher, yes.
Yes. That's Bill Cowher's house, you dummy. And he bought the one next to him to rent it. That's why the Browns flags are there. Tom Brady has more Super Bowl rings individually, somebody texted in, than any other team in the league. Do you realize what an accomplishment that is?
And he's not slowing down anytime soon, Triff. He'll play till he's 50.
Of course, don't forget he won 6 of them with New England.
Yes. That begs the question, who is more valuable, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady?
Well, that you'll never know. I mean, New England is rebuilding. That's why they let Brady go. Do you think they would be in this situation if they kept Tom Brady?
No. No.
They would have signed players, but they decided to rebuild, so it's really not fair for the coach because the coach is rebuilding.
Yeah, they got a rookie quarterback.
That's what I said. The team is rebuilding.
I couldn't even tell you who the running back is. Yeah.
James Woods is their running back. He's pretty damn good. Pat, you're in the air, Pat.
Hey, Tripp.
Yeah, Pat.
Hey, Tripp, you there? Yeah, yes. I just wanted to chime in about the posters. The Plain Deal used to send that out every, they'd send out something about the Steelers, everybody put it on their windows. And then the playoffs, it worked. If you have a good team, the stuff will come out, but no more Plain Dealer, no more window signs.
So you're blaming the Plain Dealer for the lack of Browns interest.
People have the interest, but people are cheap. They don't want to buy signs.
There's signs everywhere.
Not free ones.
Yeah, somebody pays for those signs. There's signs everywhere. I've seen more political signs, help wanted signs. Yeah, there's signs. We're a country now of signs. Yes. It's, all right. So you're saying that there is a lot of interest in the Cleveland Browns.
Well, it's definitely they push people away, but I think the sign thing is the Plain Dealer.
So when you see lack of signage, I mean, you have to admit, well, a lot of people didn't pay attention, but there used to be Brown signs, flags everywhere, especially on Steeler Week. So you're saying that there's nothing to, the interest is still there at the same level that it was 20 years ago.
Look at downtown for a home game. Come on. I mean, yeah, the interest is there.
But downtown for a home game?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's down there. In the early 2000s, it would be all Steelers
fans. That's been going on since the 40s.
That's where the stadium
is located downtown. That's why there's a lot of people down there.
The Browns fans on Sundays, they come out, people are there, but you're talking about window stuff.
No, I'm talking about yard stuff, window stuff, cars,
yeah.
Everything.
And that's what I'm saying, the Plain Dealer.
You don't see it anymore. All right, I got to go, so we'll blame the Plain Dealer. Thank you for the phone call. We have found out something. It is not a Browns town, according to Pat, the last caller. It's a Plain Dealer town.
Yeah, it's the Plain Dealer's fault.
Here's Steve Bailey with the news.
Definitely a Browns town, Triv. Several former Trump administration staffers are reportedly talking with the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack. Reports say at least 5 former staffers have voluntarily taken part in discussions with the panel. It's seeking information about the actions of former President Trump and his allies in the lead up to the attack. A Summit County judge has sentenced a man accused of starting two deadly house fires on Folt Street in Akron in 2016 and 2017. Stanley Ford was sentenced today to 9 consecutive life sentences. 9 people died in those fires, including a family of 7. An FDA panel today is considering whether to recommend the Pfizer vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. If the panel green lights the COVID vaccine, the full FDA will consider it next, followed by the CDC, which meets in early November. Meantime, Moderna says they'll submit their vaccine dose data for kids to regulators soon. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Clinic is launching a breast cancer vaccine study. The first phase of the shot, intended to stop the cancer's most aggressive form, will determine the maximum dosage for patients. The FDA recently approved a new drug for the shot. Participants in the study have already completed treatment for early-stage triple-negative breast cancer. And Allegiant Air is again offering flights out of Northeast Ohio. The carrier is now flying out of the Akron-Canton Airport after pulling out of Cleveland last month. Starting next year, Allegiant will offer flights to Punta Gorda, Sarasota, and St. Petersburg, Florida. Flights to Savannah, Georgia are also offered. We get traffic and weather together mornings and afternoons. Here's Olivia.
From the Elkanuk Traffic Center, if an auto accident caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Watch for an accident, Chagrin, east of Green Road. Also, repairs from an earlier broken water main still closing south marginal between Marquette Street and East 55th. This report is sponsored by News Nation.
All too often, the media are ignoring the everyday heroics of our policemen and women. Well, that changes on News Nation. Dan Abrams and his live PD sidekick, Styx, are back in prime time on Dan Abrams Live, weeknights at 8, 7 Central. On News Nation.
Livy Musica, WTAM traffic at 1100 AM and 106.9 FM.
Your 3 News weather for tonight. Breezy with more showers. Temperatures dropping into the 40s for Wednesday. Overcast skies. Highs only in the 50s. I'm Steve Bailey. Our next news is at the top of the hour or anytime on Facebook or Twitter at WTAM 1100.
On the first day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me every Tigliano Super Bowl team. On the second day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Don Karproff kicking on every Tigliano Super Bowl team. On the third day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Brian Seifert passing Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ritigliano Super Bowl team. On the fourth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Al Zato attacking Brian Seifert passing Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ritigliano Super Bowl team. On the fifth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me both the Pruitts moves. Attacking Brian Seifert, passing Don Cockcroft, kicking on a Ritigliano Super Bowl team. On the sixth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Newsome catching both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Seifert, passing Don Cockcroft, kicking on a Ritigliano Super Bowl team. On the seventh day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Darden intercepting Newsome catching both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Seifert passing Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ritigliano Super Bowl team. On the eighth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me the cardiac kids a-winning, Darden intercepting, Newsome a-catching, both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking, Brian Seifert passing, Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ritigliano Super Bowl team. On the ninth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me DeLeon a-hiking, cardiac kids a-winning, Darden intercepting, Newsome a-catching, both the Pruitts moves. Attacking Brian Seifert, passing Don Cockcroft, kicking on a Ritigliano Super Bowl team. On the 10th day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Doug D.
Deacon blocking, DeLeon a hiking, cardiac kids a winning, darting, intercepting, Newsome a catching, all the Bruins moves. Al Zato attacking, Brian Sipe passing, Don Cockcroft kicking, honor a DeLeon Super Bowl team. On the 11th day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Dave Logan leaping, Doug Deacon blocking, DeLeon a hiking, cardiac kids a winning, darting, intercepting, Newsome a catching, both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking, Brian Sipe passing, Don Cockcroft kicking, honor a DeLeon Super Bowl team. On the 12th day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me the Browns in the playoffs, Dave Logan leaping, Doug Deacon blocking, DeLeon a hiking, cardiac kids a winning, Darden intercepting, Newsome a catching, all the Bruins moves. Al Zato attacking, Brian Sipe passing, Don Cockcroft kicking, honor a DeLeon Super.
That is, I should have never played that.
Why? It's awesome.
Because it just depressed me, because that's when sports was sports. Wow. And now look what we got. Jesus, God. Meanwhile, we talk about the talent on this current Browns team. How about the names they just named there? And that was just a few of them.
That was a heck of a team. DeLeon, Tom DeLeon.
Red right 88.
Well, if Cockcroft could have hit an extra point or a kick, yeah, they would have had some
faith.
If my aunt
had balls, she'd be my uncle.
I know.
Angelo, you're in the air, Angelo.
Yo, Trev.
Yo, Ange.
Couple of sports things. First, you know, you're right. That's great to hear, but sort of depressing. And I don't know if this is going to make sense, but that's when sports was fun, when you could complain about sports and not complain about everything around sports.
Yeah. Yeah. You just,
you know, you might actually complain.
Yeah, you just actually complained about the game itself. Yes, yes. Now it's.
But we didn't even realize, and I know that's a little bit before my time, a lot of those names. But, you know, I grew up watching maybe the tail end of that, and then, you know, into Kozar and all that stuff. But, you know, I used to hear my uncles or dad or, you know, family. You know, you would dissect the game. You know, here's what Kozar or Sipe or, you know, Cockcroft, or here's what they did well. Here's what they should have did. But it was all sports. They had the world by the tomatoes, and everybody ate it up until they had to go into 9 million non-sports directions and plus the rule changes. But I missed that when you'd be at a family party, and people would be talking about the sport part of sports. And that's pretty rare. I don't see it very often anymore.
They said, somebody just texted in and said the 13th day of Christmas, they gave us Red Right 88. Yes.
I'd take Red Right 88 over what we got today. Kneeling and vaccine mandates and all that. But anyway, Kyler Murray is 7-0, right? The Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. The Minnesota Twins, what was it, 1 or 2 years ago, demolished the home run record for a team, right?
Yes.
Okay. So am I led to believe that Kyler Murray is an elite quarterback, and the Arizona Cardinals, who have sucked 95% of my life, are a great team, and the Minnesota Twins, who were absolutely garbage this year, 2 years ago beat the world record or MLB record for home runs? And I say all that because you're talking about who's the greatest and how you measure people today. You pretty much can't say anyone's great today. Because, and there's no way to prove it, and so that's why this argument falls on deaf ears for most people. These people would not survive with the old rules, the old way of playing. They'd be average at best. Do you think Kyler Murray would be dancing around the pocket against the Steel Curtain or even the Orange Crush. Do you think these guys would be laid up? Do you think the Minnesota Twins would have set the world record going up against Bob Feller, you know, 19 times or however many times they play him in division? I mean, they're good for today. That's what we got to say. They might be good for this generation, but they're truly not anywhere near the greatest.
Well, and thank you for the phone call, Ange, but the difference is rule changes. Whether it's the amount of home runs, rule changes, or quarterbacks not getting hit like they once did, rule changes. No, it would never happen against the Steelers or the Chicago Bears of 85 or some of them Cowboy defenses and stuff. No, these quarterbacks, they would get half killed. They wouldn't last three games. But rule changes have made it. I keep telling you this. I don't know why you don't let this sink in or why you want to argue this. The reason today's athlete looks really good is because of rule changes. It's football at the professional level is a much easier game to play than ever before. Because of the rule changes. Yeah, somebody just texted in about Jack Tatum. Jack Tatum couldn't even be Jack Tatum today. You wouldn't even know his name. The reason you know Jack Tatum is because of the way he hit. Well, he couldn't do that today. This is my point. You can't argue this.
Sure. Talk about that Minnesota team that smashed the home run record. You also got to look at the ballparks today. I mean, many of them are bandboxes. What, the Polo Grounds? What was it, the straight dead center?
Well, I don't think the size of stadiums has anything to do with it. There's some
driving the ball out of the park?
No. It's the ball is juiced, and the pitching rules are completely different. Completely different.
No, the strike zone is smaller. And you know when it really gets small?
So, I mean, it's just, well, you can't pitch the way those guys pitched.
Yeah, you can't press.
You can't
back.
Move guys off the plate. And you have to be able to do that in baseball. Especially when you're facing great hitters and a great hitting team. You can't do that anymore.
What would Drysdale or Bob Gibson say about the playing today?
They wouldn't be able to pitch today to the level that they did then because of rule changes. Sports is much easier to play. I mean, Angelo makes a great point there. Look at some of these athletes today. 20 years ago, do you think they'd be playing?
No. But today's athletes,
they wouldn't be playing. But because of rule changes, it's easier. I don't know how anybody could even want to argue that point.
Tom Brady will be the first to tell you that he's taking advantage of the rules. You know, number one, he obviously gets the ball out quick, but they can't hit the quarterback anymore. And he's going to stick around as long as he can physically do it.
Because of pitching rule changes and how much more lively the baseball is, I mean, that has 90% to do with why there are more home runs. Plus, they're preaching home runs. They don't care if you hit 190, as long as you can hit 30 home runs. Which I don't understand. I really don't understand that part of analytics. I mean, I really don't get it.
How long did
I mean, look at football now using analytics. Do you know that football's using a lot of analytics now?
The Cleveland Browns.
Do you know how many times teams have gone for it on fourth down this year? That's strictly analytics. Teams are going for it in the second quarter in their own territory on fourth and one.
Kevin Stefanski just a couple weeks ago.
That's unheard of prior to now.
Well, that wasn't an argument.
And if you keep track of that, I guarantee you it backfires over the course of a year more than it benefits. If you truly kept track of that. But that's what they're doing. It's a completely different sport. Look at the NBA. Not to bore you here, okay? But look at the NBA. There is literally hardly any defense played in the NBA anymore.
and analytics when it comes to the three-pointer, too. There are a lot of teams they would rather heave up, like the Golden State Warriors or the Houston Rockets when D'Antoni was there. You know, and if they shoot 33% from three-point line, that's better than shooting 45% from two.
There's
so many shots.
There's a percentage that only each team might have a different view of it, but there's a percentage in analytics that you need to take X amount, I know this to be a fact, of three-pointers a game. Whatever that may be that the team goes by as far as the way their definition of the analytics is. You have to take X amount of three-pointers a game.
Sure, that's in play, absolutely.
I mean, no, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That is, I've told you, it is in play. That is in play. Now, each team might have, okay, it might have a different number. One might have 15, one might have 20, one might have whatever, okay?
Yeah.
Depending on the way they look at analytics. But like you said, if you shoot 30% of three-pointers, it's better than shooting 45% of two-pointers.
And a lot of
but what they don't understand, driving to the basket, the guy that's really good is actually a lot of times a three-pointer.
And
the percentage of making the shot is much higher driving to the basket than shooting from 30 feet away. And when you get fouled, what is it? It's a three-pointer.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's in vogue now. I mean,
but they don't look at it that way anymore.
Yeah, they want them to launch from 30 feet away.
Where you had guys like Oscar Robertson who went to the basket, laid it in, got fouled, and that was his three-pointer. Now, which one would you rather have? Which you think is a higher percentage?
The old-fashioned one.
But they don't do that anymore. It's... I mean, to me, the way they play the game of basketball right now, it's unwatchable. It's for me. Now, for you, I get it. Whatever floats your boat. I mean, there's people, I love clams. There's people that don't like clams. I get that. Today's basketball, I can't even watch. It's stupid. It's sickening. It's not even fun watching.
Do you ever think you'd see a day where centers...
No, that's for me.
Understood. Do you ever think you'd see a day where centers are outside the three-point line letting it fly?
No, but
that's what
you know. That's yeah. I mean that can happen, but I just can't even watch the game. It's not even an interesting game anymore. And this is what you know. Like Angelo was talking about all the things that go on with athletes now, opening their mouth, wearing signs, wearing sayings, this and that. Okay. You know, that's going to run X amount of people away. I get it. But I guarantee you, there's no way to prove this, but I would bet a lot of money on it if there would be some way to prove it. I would, and there was a line on it in Vegas, I would bet a lot of money on my way. I guarantee you rule changes have run more people away from sports than anything else. Than anything else. Now, there's a combination of things that have run people away from sports, but I mean, for young people, they don't know any better. They think they're watching unbelievable athletes. But the reason that they're watching unbelievable athletes is because of rule changes. It's so much easier to play the game. I mean, you know, we talk about Kareem Hunt here. We played the 12 Days of Christmas song from the 80s. Eric Metcalf's name was brought up along with, well, let me just stick on Eric Metcalf, okay? His name was, you think Kareem Hunt is better than Eric Metcalf?
No. No. And there's probably some kids out there that think Kareem Hunt was better than Greg Pruitt.
Now, you have to you had to see both to be able to actually have a really educated opinion on it. You could text us if you saw both. Who do you think was better? Text us at 21095, brought to you by Absolute Roofing. We'll be back after news.